Okay, today's learning Shmuel Nishmas of Chaim Luzer and Shem Shinar, and a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So, sorry, I don't have my Mishnah Berurah with me. So, I am going to be using my screen to read the Mishnah Berurah. So, hopefully, we'll be able to see this. So, we're starting now, Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We did a little bit of an introduction to this when we learned before Yontif. And what we started discussing over there was the halachas of leaving things on your stove when it's on Shabbos. Okay, so now, as we mentioned last time, there is a fundamental machlokes in the brought down in the Mishnah, and that is between Hananya and the Rabbanan, whereas Hananya holds that something that was bought that is already cooked kamaicho ben desai, which we said was either a half or a third, something cooked kamaicho ben desai is allowed to be left on the open fire on Shabbos, versus the Rabbanan, who say that if it's not only does it has to be cooked nispashel kol tzarchai, but it also has to be bad for it. Its stomach viraloi, it has to be bad for it if it's going to be continuing cooking. Now remember that the main concern that the Chachamim had over here, the main concern was that we are potentially going to stoke the coals or adjust the fire in our days and times in order to make the food cook further. So with that, again, we went through a more detailed introduction. If you didn't listen to it, it's good, I think worthwhile to listen to it from before Yontem in the last recording. So the beginning over here in the Mechaber, we're going to see the Mechaber brings down both shittas, and the Mechaber over here, just to remember, is talking about actually leaving something on an open fire. As we mentioned, our minig basically is we'll have to talk about what happens if by mistake we did, but we don't leave anything on an open fire. We do our best to make sure that it's anytime we leave something on, it's with a blech on the fire, which would be considered katam, right? Gar for katam was the case that the Mishnah and the Gemara discusses. And that means that the coals were covered up, and this way it would be a reminder, and you wouldn't go ahead and stoke the flame. So that's lemaisa, what we do, but we're going to start off over here learning the halachas of actually leaving a food on an open fire. So Kira, now Akira, I posted a picture in the chat of what Akira is. Akira was the old-fashioned stove, and basically as follows: there was an opening on the bottom that you would put the fire in. In theory, you can put a, and sometimes you would actually put a pot inside that enclosed area, but that's not what we're talking about over here. But on the top, there was two holes on the top where you were able to put a pot in order to cook food over that open fire. Kira, so you have a kira, she has siya kekedera, v'shoifsin al piyok, it's made, it's shaped like a large pot, v'shoifsin al piyok kedera l'mayla, and you put a pot on top of it. V'yesh ba mekoyim shefisa shtei kederas, there is the area over there to put up to two pots. So we'll see there's a different kind of stove that only had one, which is a more chomer dikalacha, because that got even hotter. But this is the kira. Im husaka begefes shupasayla shalzei simay be'etzim. If you heated it up with these the stems of grapes or olives, or with wood. Now, why is those specific items? Those specific items turn into coals, which means they stay hot for a very long time. And we have the concern that you might stoke the coals. Also, you're not allowed to leave a pot on there. M Ella Imkain from on for Shabbos. Ella Imkain is special called Sarche. It's completely cooked. Boom, it's stomach virali. And not only is it completely cooked, additional cooking is not something you're happy about. Now we'll see this different. What does it mean you're not happy about it? You're not happy about it is either because it will burn if you make the fire higher, or because it's going to boil down and you're going to lose volume and you don't want that. Whatever the reason is, you have zero interest in it cooking extra. Since you have zero interest in it cooking extra, it is not something that you're going to do, and therefore the Chachamim were not concerned. So before we Well, actually, let's do a little bit further than the Mechaber. The lekel lamecha shem yachata, since it's mitznamek v'raloi, we are not concerned that you might dig up the coals, you might stoke the coals, right? Therefore, it is okay. We're going to get to the next case in the Mechaber in a moment. Let's first see the Mishabur on this. B'shoysen alpia, gam b'toicha yesh makim lahamet k'teri. He says you can even put a pot inside. Says the Mishabura that the Mechaber is giving us a case of putting the pot on top, although you can also put the pot on the inside, okay, where when it's mitzdamik virali, meaning you don't want additional cooking, you would not want it to cook any more than it is, you just want it to stay hot, would also be mutta. So why did the Mechaber give us a case of putting the pot on top? Mishum the roitza lashmienu iser b'mitzdamik v'yafalei afilalpia on the top, which is less hot than putting the pot on the inside. We don't want to do that either, because even on the top you can, but when it's mitzdamik v'ralo, you can do it even on the inside. So then the Mechaber explained the musaka mishum the chol hani avdi gechalim. All these items that the Mechaber introduced us to, they create coals. And therefore, since they create coals, you have the ability to make them hotter. And therefore, we're concerned about it, and therefore, you cannot leave a pot on there on Shabbos if you would potentially benefit from making the flame higher. Sheep Solish Telzasim, this was the leftover branches and the stems of the olives, v'yeshaimer, those who say the huadim soil shel shimshamin from sesame seeds is the same halacha. The chagam hay mechal gefes hanisker b'mishnah k'tel kama b'simin reishin and zayin sif gimel. Those are also linyan asaka. Those have the same halacha. Oy be'etzim, or with logs, wood, huadim pichamim v'gilolay behay megasa coals, and also excrement of animals. They also can make coals. To leave a pati, if you not only can you put it on the fire and leave it, but if it was, it's not only that you can't leave it, you have a chiyuv to take it off. If it's not completely cooked, or if it's not good for the animal, then you have to remove it. You want to put it on the fire before Shkia. You want to eat it Friday night by Yisuda, and therefore you're putting it on the fire beforehand and you're leaving it for afterwards. Ella, in what is the scenario of the Mechaber in the first sheet that tells us you can do it? Ella Kim Kenispashal, the Kol Tsarachidahainu. The Kivin Shekran is special Lagamri, since it's completely cooked. Achem to special Yoitzus, the stomach Lura, any additional cooking is going to be bad for it. Loi Chashinu Lechitu, we're not worried that you're going to stoke the coals. Imuta Litna Oz Lechatrila, then you can Lechatrila leave it on the fire. Again, like I said, the Mechaber is starting off talking about leaving it directly on the fire. Mitstamik Verat, Perish, Koldover, Sha'odam, Otsoif, Kishay Yovish, Venis. Can't read this word. I gotta get glasses, reading glasses. When the scavits machas raiva bishul, that you the reason is that you anything that by leaving it on the fire, you would be unhappy about it. It's gonna get congealed, it's gonna cook out. Any reason that you don't want it on it. What does it mean? It's stomach the yafaloi means that you will be happy that it cooked additionally. Okay, so that was the first case that the Mechaber said that you're allowed to leave something on the fire. A regular open fire is that you will not benefit from leaving it on. Let's go back to the Mechaber now. Now, Mechaber is going to give us another example of when you're allowed to leave it on. Oishu chai, that it is completely raw. Shaloi nespashal klal, okay, that it's completely not cooked. Now, the Mechaber will explain to us why is that okay. The cave in Shuchai, since it's completely raw, Messiah Daita Mimena Adlamachar, you're not thinking about it until tomorrow. Ubechala Laila Yachala Spasha Beloy Chitui. And therefore the whole night it can cook without any stoking of the coals. And therefore, since it's completely raw, you're allowed to. Now, let's keep this in mind. We're going to discuss this further about leaving something that's completely raw on the fire. We have to be ma'ayan in this, because again, back then, If they took a piece of raw meat, put it on the fire, there was no way that they were eating it for the Friday night meal. Since they were not eating it for the Friday night meal, the person left it, they forgot about it. It's gonna be ready tomorrow morning when they're ready to eat their Suda by day. However, today that we're cooking with a stove, it is possible that even raw, especially if it's a small piece of meat, so we took a very thin piece of meat, right? So you take a piece of skirt steak and you put it into a frying pan on an open fire. You can put on a minute before the zman that it's raw. 20 minutes later, it's to be ready. So you're the answer of Shema that we're mesiach das from it until tomorrow, and therefore the Chachamim were not concerned about chitui. That is not going to. And the Mishmur is going to discuss this here a little bit more, but you have to understand the logic behind it, and because we're going to get more into this as we progress through this siman and a little bit in the next siman. But dafka, so let's see the Mishmur. Chai, or it's raw. Something that's totally raw. It's impossible that it's going to be ready for tonight's meal. Alvo yarek, when it comes to a vegetable, which cook easily, that it's raw doesn't help. And that's similar today if, in certain cases, even with meat. Anything that you can talk about a piece of something that's raw is talking about meat. It didn't cook at all, perished. Oh, sorry, lit nice samach l'shkia mamish. Then, if you're putting it onto the fire right before shkia, it's okay. The sunny boy yoim, but if you put it, let's say, an hour earlier, also the kvan is special k'tzas koydim Shabbos. It's going to be ready cooked partially before Shabbos, and therefore you might be able to eat it for your Friday night too. This you're going to come home from shul and you're going to want to raise the fire to cook faster. But tzarich l'salik k'shagia z'man Shabbos, you have to remove it. Ella in the special kotzarach is that you have to have that it's completely cooked before Shabbos in order to leave it on the fire. Klal, it wasn't cooked at all. Hainan da filo hucham atafshel nami mutlashais. If the pot you're making had some liquid in it got warmed up already, that's okay. But it has to be completely raw. But like Azrinim shemi yachata, we're not worried about shemi yachata. Cave in the etzma abishol in the special klal since. It not cook at all. When not choishes says the mechaber because of shemi chata. What is shemi chata? Why would I do that? Lamar b'shulik de'lecha b'layla. I'm not going to cook it faster so it can cook tonight. Like shem it's time because your should cook better, being that it is completely raw. And since it's completely raw, I am not going to be concerned at all. Okay, let's stop over here. I know it's a minute early, but the next thing we're starting is going into a new thing. So we will stop over here, and in Yetzer Hashem, we will continue again after Yontif.